بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. We are still in this chapter of zikr, and first we did generally the great virtues, importance and necessity of making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And after that we read a few hadith in which specific zikrs were mentioned and the great virtue of those zikrs. In this narration, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the host of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat and reached Madinatul Munawwara, he says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. A person who reads these words, that is the third kalima, that there is nobody worthy of worship, that there is no power that can do anything besides Allah, and that Allah has got no partner. All sovereignty belongs solely and only to Allah Ta'ala. All praise belongs only to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has got power over each and everything. There is nothing impossible for Allah Ta'ala. A person who reads this 10 times, كَانَ كَمَنْ عَاتَقَ أَرْبَعَةَ أَنْفُسِمْ مِي وَلَدِي إِسْمَعِيلِ, he will get the reward like freeing 4 slaves from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is from the forefathers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there is great reward for freeing a slave, and particularly an Arab slave who was among the forefathers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So today there are no slaves that we can get this reward of freeing them, but just by reading the fourth kalima, and especially during these days, from today, the first of Zulhijjah, the greatest ibadat Allah loves is the recitation of the fourth kalima in the third kalima. And we should try and read at least one tasbih 100 times, the fourth kalima, third kalima, every day during these days. The reward of it is extremely, extremely great. And if we can, we should try and keep rozas also during these days. And at least the roza of the 9th we should try and keep. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Zar رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, ألا أخبرك بأحب الكلام إلى الله, should I not inform you of those words which Allah Ta'ala loves the most? إِنَّ أَحَبَّ الْكَلَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, undoubtedly the most beloved words which Allah Ta'ala loves, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ, all praise belongs to Allah. Allah is pure of every and any fault, of any weakness, and all praise belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. We should try and get our tongues accustomed to this also. At all times that we should be reading Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, these are Subhanallah al-Azim. These have got great, great value by Allah Ta'ala. And it will take no effort from our side. While we are sitting, getting up, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. While we are walking, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. So simple, so easy. And as it comes in the hadith, the only sorrow a person will have in Jannat. Jannat is a place of no sorrow. But there will be slight sorrow that when a person will remember those opportunities he had to make the zikr of Allah and he did not make. That is when he will see the rewards and the returns of making the zikr of Allah. The investment was almost null and the returns are unimaginable. And he lost those opportunities, just let them go by with nothing. And especially when we are involved in idle talk, watching TV, engaged in backbiting, in that time we could make so much of Allah Ta'ala's zikr. In the time that we argue and fight with people, rather than that we could be making the zikr of Allah and getting great, great rewards for the year after. وعن أبي المالك الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-tuhuru shatrul iman. Paaki, to purify oneself. Ghusl, wudu, etc. is a great part of Iman. It is half of Iman. Yeah, Iman, some ulama have described it as salat of namaz. It is half of namaz that our paki, our wudu, that we should be in a pak state, in a pure state, is half of our namaz, is half of our iman. From this it shows that cleanliness, and not outward cleanliness only, that also should be there, but inside cleanliness, that is having wudu, having ghusl, etc. And more greater cleanliness than that is the cleanliness of the heart, that a person should not have malice, not have jealous, not have pride, etc. Walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan. And saying the word Alhamdulillah fills the scale on the day of Qiyamah with rewards. So great, so easy to say Alhamdulillah. Today also, unfortunately, somebody will ask us, how are you? Okay, fine. If we said Alhamdulillah in that time, we filled our scale with rewards. And there we will see that how much we will require those rewards, and what and they will be lasting forever. So on any small thing, we hear some good news, we should be in the habit of saying Alhamdulillah. But unfortunately, we are dumb at such times. Or if we use other words like okay, fine, etc. We should be get in the habit, or to Islamicize the English language also, and Islamicize ourselves also, that wherever we have the opportunity to say Alhamdulillah, it is so simple, so easy, and the rewards are so great. وَسُبْحَانَ وَالْحَمْدُ أَوْ تَمْلَأُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And to say Subhanallah walhamdulillah. This is also so easy to say Subhanallah walhamdulillah. It fills up the space between the earth and the heavens. All the space gets full with reward. Yeah, it is really, we don't take our deen serious, but it is mind-boggling. Where can a person do any business where the returns of it are so great? And all the money of the world, all the gold and silver cannot equal to one sawab. And yeah, it isn't one sawab, but it is sawab that fills the whole place from the earth to the heavens, right up to the skies, just by saying Subhanallah walhamdulillah. But just being indifferent, unmindful, weakness of iman, we don't pay attention to this. And to earn dunya is so hard, laboring, working so hard, and then most of it gets spent out already. Whatever gets left, the tax man is after it. Well, if that is also left, the crooks are after it. If that is also left, we waste it in extravagance and in haram things. And in any case, whatever is left, we won't take it with to the qabr. Whereas the returns of the akhirat, of these matters of deen, are so easy to earn. There is no tax man on them. There is no crooks who can steal it. And so this is what we will earn forever and ever in the year after. We really should look at the aspect of zikr very seriously. No wuzu is required. No time is required. No, we don't have to sit in the masjid. We don't have to face qibla. Any time a person can read third kalima, fourth kalima, all these things. And as he reads, what great, great rewards he will get. Those are the sawabs, and the benefits of it are unlimited and untold. We cannot imagine. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make zikr and to be regular with the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that also not only specific times. The zikr of a specific time is to get us on track. But after that, to be all the time in the zikr. Like to read Alhamdulillah all the time, to read Subhanallah, to read Durood Sharif. What difficult is it? And what great rewards. May Allah give us tawfiq.